You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for a shooting in Paris last night that has killed one policeman and injured two other officers, as well as a bystander. Stephen Boss reports that the French president has called it an act of terrorism.
The center of Paris briefly appears a war zone, with special security forces pushing people away from several areas and rushing to the streets to step up security. The Islamic State group has now claimed responsibility for another shooting in the French capital that killed at least one policeman and injured several others just days before the French presidential elections. The shooter was also killed and, according to a police source, was known to France's security sources. French President François Hollande quickly appeared on national television to share more details with a worried nation.
Messieurs, ce soir, à 21h, précisément. Sur les Champs-Élysées,
he says this evening at 9 o'clock, police were attacked at the Champs-Élysées and the car that drove them. One policeman was killed, two others were injured. A woman who walked there was also wounded. The attacker has been neutralized. We are convinced that the path the investigation is on will reveal that this event is of a terrorist nature ahead of the elections, adding that his thoughts go out to the victims and their loved ones. The choice of one of the world's most famous avenues is seen as symbolic. Islamic State said one of its fighters carried out the attack, naming him as the Belgian. Other reports, unconfirmed but quoting sources close to the inquiry, have suggested the suspect may be a French national. The Paris prosecutor, François Molin, says the gunman has been identified, but his name will not be revealed until investigators determine whether he had accomplices. It came as a shock for people in Paris, which is still recovering from several attacks, including those in November 2015, which was the bloodiest attack in the Western world in years. In a coordinated string of attacks, bombings and mass shootings, some 130 people were massacred and scores more were injured. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.